Well, the Carrollton Trojans will have a new head boys basketball coach next year. It'll be Jack Simpson. And, hey, Jack, welcome to Carrollton, and good talking with you. And let's talk, first of all, about your background. Talk a bit about your career, where you've been in coaching, some of the things that you've done.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you having me on today. And, you know, just to get started, a little bit about my background. Right now I'm actually living down in Springfield, Missouri, which is actually where I'm from. I've spent my last 4 years in Decatur, Illinois, which is where I went to college. And I played my first 2 years at Millikan University, which is a smaller school. It's a Division III school. I was fortunate enough to get in there and play right away. And we actually went through a coaching change. So during that time, you know, I thought it would be a good idea to kind of step away from basketball. You know, I knew I wasn't going to go on and play professionally, and I knew I wanted to coach. And, you know, I had an opportunity to coach at a junior varsity school down in Illinois, and I coached at Argenta Orienta, which is a small school down in Illinois, for a year at the JV level. And then I went on and I coached under Brian Graven, which is a class four at Mount Zion High School, for a year as a freshman coach. And I learned a lot in those 2 years. So I spent 2 years coaching down in Illinois. And then I moved home this past year, and I spent a year at Hillcrest High School, which is a class four school down here in Springfield, and as part of the Springfield Public School System. And I was the varsity assistant basketball coach under Jordan Fielding. And, you know, I've known Jordan for a long time. He was actually my varsity assistant coach whenever I played basketball over at Kickapoo. And, you know, I was really, really fortunate, you know, to coach underneath him this past year, and learned a lot from him this past year. And so, you know, I've had 3 years of you know, high school coaching experience. And, you know, I've also done a little bit of AAU coaching during the summer, and traveled a little bit with that, you know, and had some good experiences with that. You know, so I've been really fortunate, you know, to have some decent experience, you know, as being a young coach here.
What attracted you to come to Carrollton as a basketball coach and a teacher?
So, you know, whenever I was looking at jobs, you know, I saw Carrollton kind of pop up, and you know, like I told them during the interview, I'm from Springfield, but I'm actually from Fordland, Missouri, which is kind of a 30 minutes outside Springfield, and Fordland's kind of a small community. You know, it's actually a class two school, and I never went to school there, but I was raised there. And the community, you know, I remember things like the 4th of July and being up at the park, and, you know, seeing people that, you know, you grew up around, went to church with, and just getting that community feeling. And you know, I remember doing my research on Carrollton and looking at, you know, 3,500 people and getting that sense that it was going to be the same sense of community that it was like in Fordland. And I just remember growing up how special that was and what kind of program you can build with a community like that.
Jack, let's talk about what you like to do on the basketball court. What type of offensive style do you like to employ, and what do you like to do on defense?
So I'm really a defensive-minded guy. That's kind of – so as a player, that's pretty much the only reason I played. You know, I'm not really tall, not really athletic. So I'm a defensive-minded first guy, and we're going to run the pack line. So for people that don't know what the pack line is, it's a man-to-man principle defense. It's a help first defense. It's what Virginia runs defensively, and it's basically looks like a zone almost, and it's really for hard-nosed, tough individual kids, and you know, it's really made for kids who are just hard-nosed and tough. I've been fortunate, you know, to get film on the guys from last year, and I think with a lot of the returns, I think that we have a lot of hard-nosed, tough kids coming back, and I think defensively, I think that will will be a benefit to us. Offensively, I think we're going to push the ball in the transition. I think kids really want to run. I think they want to get the ball up the court, and I think they want to take a lot of shots. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to shoot the ball at will. I don't want my kids to be scared to shoot. I want all the kids to have the green light, and they will. And we're gonna run, and we're gonna run, and we're gonna run, and that's gonna be the goal, and that's what we're gonna look forward to at Carrollton.
Well, you got a lot of kids coming back. I know you haven't had a chance to know everything quite yet, but you've got a veteran team coming back, a lot of experience, so you've got to be excited about that.
Yeah, I'm really excited. You know, I've been lucky enough to talk to some of the coaches, and you know, I've watched quite a few games of film during this downtime, and so, you know, we got, you know, I haven't even got a chance to meet some of these kids, but I know we got a lot. I think we have 4 or 5, maybe 6 seniors coming back, and you know, I think Coach Finley told me we have 3 all-conference players coming back. I know our big kid set the record for blocks last year in the season. I mean, so we have talent coming back. There's no doubt about it. So, you know, my expectation is, you know, it's high. And, you know, I think the kids' expectations are high, and they should be. And, you know, that makes me excited. And I'm really excited to get down there and to get started. And I'm ready for this coronavirus thing to go away. That's for sure.
I agree. I think we all feel the same way. And we're taping this at the end of April. When do you plan to move to the community?
So I actually got lucky. I purchased a house, in the Carrollton community at the right time. So I'm going to be moving down there at the end of May. So I should be moved in. Hopefully, May 22nd is the goal to be moved in, and I'm really excited about that.
Well, it'll certainly be good to have you here. And, you know, I know everything's still kind of up in the air as to what's going to be allowed this summer, what you'll be able to do. But do you have any plans to get acquainted with your kids, maybe to have some type of camp, some type of program, just to kind of get things going, get things acquainted?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, just like we've done in, you know, I think like they've done in past years, you know, we're gonna attend some shootouts. We have the Chillicothe shootout on the schedule for the 8th and the 10th. That's on the schedule so far. We also have the Burksville shootout, which is on the weekend. I know some of our kids, they play baseball, so not all our kids will be able to attend all the shootouts, you know, due to other sports, which is understandable. You know, but we're just trying to get, you know, games and that type thing under our belt. And then I just scheduled the Salisbury shootout yesterday. And, you know, obviously with some of this stuff up in the air, you know, we don't know what's going to be allowed and what's not. But we're hoping for the best. And, you know, I've kind of went ahead and put these shootouts together. And, you know, and then obviously we're going to have our opens in twice a week. And you know, and we're looking forward to that as well. One thing that, you know, that I would like to mention as well that I'm excited about is, you know, I've talked to Coach Locke, and we're going to have what I like to call a Trojan Academy. So it's going to be for all the elementary kids, and it's actually going to be during our season, and that's going to be on Sunday afternoons. I haven't put together the logistics for it yet, but it's going to be for first through middle school kids, and it's going to be for them. It's going to be a camp setting, but it's going to be for them to come in and work with some of our guys, you know, and myself. And, you know, it's just going to be for an hour and a half on Sunday afternoons. And it's going to be 2 different sessions. And we're going to run that probably for about 4 or 5 weeks, you know, during the season. So that's going to be probably in November and December. And, you know, it's going to be a fundraiser type as well. So the money will go towards our basketball team. But, you know, this way, you know, some of those elementary and middle school guys can get acquainted with our high schoolers, you know, and hopefully, you know, they'll come out to our games on Tuesday and Friday nights, and they'll remember those guys, you know, whenever they're playing. And, you know, they'll also get accustomed to what we're doing, you know, at our high school level. So I'm really excited about that as well.
Well, Jack, congratulations on the new position at Carrollton High School. You seem like you've got a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of good ideas. It'll be great to have you in the school, in the community. And, hey, look forward to meeting you real soon. And thanks a lot for taking time to chat with me today.
Hey, no problem. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.